Well, this is another instalment of the Holy War, but an instalment with a difference. Unfortunately, we had a technical problem earlier when we actually did this part during our Sunday morning service. So I'm just going to be filling in the gap between the last excerpt you'll have heard and the next one, without any children and in an empty church building one Friday afternoon. But we left our story that John Bunyan so expertly has crafted, with the Babylonians really facing difficulties. Hart Castle had not yielded. Still, it was firmly guarded. Lord will be will, Lord understanding, and all the townsfolk very adamant that they were not going to yield to Diabolus or any of his doubters and Babylonians. However, they concoct a plan. The Babylonians, meeting together with Diabolus, propose a scheme to try to bring about the downfall of Mansoul and the taking of Hart Castle. Apollyon is the one who makes the suggestion that they actually withdraw from Mansoul and make Mansoul feel that everything now is fine so that they'll relax and begin to sin, and that Emmanuel then may cast them off forever, and they'll be able to recapture the whole city, including Hart Castle. And they further, in their idea, come up with this idea, that they should send some very crafty, cunning people into the city to do trade, Mr. Easy Gain and Mr. Love of this present world, so that then all the people of Mansoul will be so busy getting more and more goods and storing up more and more wealth that they'll fill Hart Castle with all of their merchandise and make themselves an offence to Emmanuel. And of course we drew from that lesson there the dangers of loving this present world and of thinking overmuch about the things of this world, that then our heart grows cold in love towards Christ. And so we thought about that lesson and the dangers there, and how Diabolus, the devil, knows very well how he can undermine us and stop us in our Christian life. But the people of Mansoul were encouraged. A message has been received from Emmanuel, and he is telling them that he is going to be joining with them very shortly, in 3 days' time. And that rather mysteriously, he says, he's going to join them in the field. Now, Captain Faith receives this message, and he goes to the Lord's secretary, the Holy Spirit, of course, in John Bunyan's telling of this story. And he asks him what this means. And the Holy Spirit, the Lord's secretary, tells Faith that this is an indication that Emmanuel is going to come to their aid. And the Lord's secretary tells Captain Faith just what is the plot of the Babylonians and how they're going to withdraw from the city and hope to lull them into a sense of false security again. But the news that Emmanuel is going to be joining with them heartens them, and they sound their trumpets and sing bright and merry songs. And the Babylonians wonder what this must mean, and they're a little bit discouraged. But they continue through with their scheme. And so after 2 days, they withdraw from the city and camp not too far away, but out of reach of the slings, which they rather fear could do them some damage. Well, the time comes. Captain Faith rallies all of the city and takes out an army that is now going to go and do battle with the Babylonians. And the news is that Emmanuel is going to join them the next day. Faith always is encouraged by the proposals that Christ has made to us and the kind offers and promises that he issues. Faith looks at those and is heartened whenever things are hard and difficult, and whenever we're having to do battle with sin and temptation. And the very thought of Christ's help gladdens us. So it did in the city of Mansoul. And so Captain Faith leads the men out, and they're going to do battle with the Babylonians. And the battle is fierce, and the troops are joined by Captain Experience. Earlier, you might remember, he had suffered quite heavily at the hands of the Babylonians. But he is insistent that he's going to come and join the battle. Comes out on his crutches. His experience, our knowledge of Christ and his love and help in times past, is always a great encouragement for serving him in the future, even in the midst of trials. We remember his goodness, and that again is an encouragement to us. So he's joined in the battle. The Babylonians, when they see him back in the fray, again are discouraged. But they're just beginning to rally again and inflict some blows upon the townspeople of Mansoul. when news reaches their ears that somebody very special has now arrived. So we'll leave our story there, and you'll be able to pick up the rest of it, with the children included, in next week's instalment.